By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wa al-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Again, I'm excited to be welcoming you back to another morning with Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, another morning with Rise and Shine. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah, so much to say today. A very, very important topic. A beautiful topic. A topic which you can take in many ways. And a topic which we have discussed before. Yes. We have spoken about this topic before, but Alhamdulillah, as you would be well aware, Alhamdulillah, on Rise and Shine, yes, we may have the same topic, but we do look at it from different perspectives. Alhamdulillah, we do explain it in many a manner, inshallah, giving various examples. And today too, Alhamdulillah, you know, this is the diversity of it, isn't there? Alhamdulillah, it's broad, so much to say, so much to learn. But always, we begin by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying Alhamdulillah, always praising that each and every type of praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, now we always begin by listening to the glorious Quran. So what our topic is, inshallah, you shall find out very, very soon. Let's move to the recitation of the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, it is also given in the Urdu language. And yes, I keep saying, please do dua. We can have this in the English language too. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
للرجال نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون
مردوں کے لیے حصہ ہے اس میں سے جو چھوڑ گئے ماں باپ اور قرابت والے
وللنساء نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون مما قل منه أو كثر نصیبا مفروضا
اور عورتوں کے لیے حصہ ہے اس میں سے جو چھوڑ گئے ماں باپ اور قرابت والے ترکہ تھوڑا ہو یا بہت حصہ ہے اندازہ باندھا ہوا
وَإِذَا حَضَرَ الْقِسْمَةَ أُولُو الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينُ فَارْزُقُوهُمْ مِنْهُ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا
پھر بانٹتے وقت اگر رشتہ دار اور یتیم اور مسکین آ جائیں تو اس میں سے انہیں بھی کچھ دو اور ان سے اچھی بات کہو
وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا
اور ڈرے وہ لوگ کہ اگر اپنے بعد ناتوا اولاد چھوڑتے تو ان کا کیسا انہیں خطرہ ہوتا تو چاہیے کہ اللہ سے ڈریں اور سیدھی بات کریں
اِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا
وہ جو یتیموں کا مال ناحق کھاتے ہیں وہ تو اپنے پیٹ میں نری آگ بھرتے ہیں
وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا
اور کوئی دم جاتا ہے کہ بھڑکتے دھڑے یعنی بھڑکتی آگ میں جائیں گے
يُوصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ من ذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين
اللہ تمہیں حکم دیتا ہے تمہاری اولاد کے بارے میں بیٹے کا حصہ دو بیٹیوں برابر
فَإِن كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَا مَا تَرَكَ
پھر اگر نری لڑکیاں ہوں اگرچہ دو سے اوپر تو ان کو ترکے کی دو تہائی
وَإِن كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً فَلَهَا النِّصْفُ
اور اگر ایک لڑکی تو اس کا آدھا
وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا السُّدُسُ مِمَّا تَرَكَ إِن كَانَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ فَإِن لَّمْ يَكُن لَّهُ وَلَدٌ وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثُ
اور میت کے ماں باپ کو ہر ایک کو اس کے ترکے سے چھٹا اگر میت کے اولاد ہو پھر اگر اس کی اولاد نہ ہو اور ماں باپ چھوڑے تو ماں کا تہائی
فَإِن كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصِي بِهَا أَوْ دَيْنٍ
پھر اگر اس کے کئی بہن بھائی تو ماں کا چھٹا بعد اس وصیت کے جو کر گیا اور دین کے
آباؤکم وَأَبْنَاؤکم لا تدرون ایہم اقرب لکم نفعا
تمہارے باپ اور تمہارے بیٹے تم کیا جانو کہ ان میں کون تمہارے زیادہ کام آئے گا
فریضتا من اللہ
یہ حصہ باندھا ہوا ہے اللہ کی طرف سے
ان اللہ کان علیما حکیما
بے شک اللہ علم والا حکمت والا ہے
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم دی ویورز آف مدنی چینل الحمدللہ عز و جل وی ہیو لسنڈ to the glorious Quran, mashallah. My dear viewers, after having listened to the glorious Quran, let's inshallah, mashallah, we do have a hamd which has been recited by one of the Naat Khans. Let's listen to that, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Ala اللہ کی یاد ہی سے دل چین پاتے ہیں راحت افزا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا راحت افزا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا راحت افزا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا
زینت دوست تیرا اسم عظیم زینت دوست تیرا اسم عظیم وجہ تحریر لب ہے ذکر تیرا وجہ تحریر لب ہے ذکر تیرا
افزا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا راحت افزا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا
بے پتی کی سیاہ راتوں میں روشنی کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا روشنی کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا
راحت افزا عجب
ذکر تیرا مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا رحمت افزا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا
تیرے ارشاد سے ہوا معلوم تیرے ارشاد سے ہوا ذکر شاہ عرب ہے ذکر تیرا ذکر شاہ عرب ہے ذکر تیرا
راحت افزا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا راحت افزا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا
جس کا احساس کرے زبان بشر جس کا احساس کرے زبان بشر اتنا محدود کب ہے ذکر تیرا اتنا محدود کب ہے ذکر تیرا
عجب ہے ذکر تیرا مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا راحت افزا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا
فکر شہزاد کے لیے لا ریب فکر شہزاد کے لیے لا ریب باعث تاب و تب ہے ذکر تیرا باعث تاب و تب ہے ذکر تیرا
افزا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا راحت افزا عجب ہے ذکر تیرا مغفرت کا سبب ہے ذکر تیرا
صلو الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Many viewers of Mandarin channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now, Alhamdulillah, today's topic, many viewers, yes, we have listened to, mashallah, the Hamd Sharif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, very soon, hopefully, we shall also have a Naz Sharif during the program sometime. But mashallah, we always remember Naz Sharif is mentioning the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Something when I'm saying sallu alal habib, recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is all a Naz Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, today's topic, what is today's topic? Today inshallah we shall be speaking about pride. Pride, my dear viewers of Madani channel, what is pride? Pride means to consider, for you to consider yourself, or for any person to consider himself to be superior to any other person. So for one person to consider himself to be superior to another, and for him to look down on another, this is pride, my dear viewers. Now this is something which every one of us, now remember, there's many forms of pride. There's many forms of pride, and each and every single one of us needs to think, needs to question ourselves, am I proud? I'll give you an example of Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, the great Hazrat Imam Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu an was once walking, and he saw that there was a group of very poor people. These people were poor. They were sitting down on some sort of cloth, and they had a piece of bread, and they were all eating from that piece of bread. There was very little food there, and they were all eating from that. They were all eating together from that same piece of bread. Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, upon seeing this, look, all these people, they are eating that piece of bread. Now, imagine us, you know, many of us, because of this, we've developed OCD, and there's so many things, and we would possibly think, no, I don't feel like, you know, eating with them, I won't. I'm not saying I'm perfect, my dear viewers, really. This is something which, you know, it's a lesson for me too, alhamdulillah. Now remember, each and every single day, this is just something to mention, very important, that each and every single day I'm speaking about different topics. But it does not mean that, you know, I am completely free from all of these things. No, alhamdulillah, I'm doing, you know, the job of balighu anni walau aya. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to preach to others, to share, to invite others towards goodness. Alhamdulillah, this is what I'm doing, my dear viewers. But it does not mean that I'm completely free from each and every single one of these acts. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me free from these. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me sincerity, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me from pride. Inshallah, I wish and I hope and I do dua, my dear viewers. You please do dua for me too. Now this is something to remember. It doesn't mean all these things I mentioned, oh, I must be perfect. No, nobody's perfect. Remember this, nobody's perfect, my dear viewers, other than the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, the rest of us, what are we? In fact, what we are, we shall come to hear today. It's beautiful, honestly. Hopefully you will enjoy it. Well, it's not really beautiful, but you'll get what I mean, inshallah, when we do come to that. But as I was saying, that this is what pride is, and we need to look at ourselves too. That there were some people who were really, really poor. Imagine going to another country, and this is for people in the United Kingdom. People in other countries would be seeing it. In fact, even within the United Kingdom, we're not completely free from poverty. No, there are people living on the streets and in, you know, severe, difficult states, difficult conditions. And imagine looking at those people and thinking about those people. If they were to invite me to eat their food with them, ask yourself, how would we react? How would we react? Now, alhamdulillah, people being Muslims, we have a, you know, some sort of purity, some sort of cleanliness, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, this is within Islam. People perform the ablution, people read their salah. So there's, you know, there's a limit, alhamdulillah, within Islam, within our deen, which we have, which others may not have, my dear viewers. But those people who have this limit, you know, people who do wash themselves. So it's not like it was completely unhygienic. No, it's not like that. Do not think like that. These people, subhanAllah, they were Muslims. But they could do as much as it was possible for them to do. Yes, they would cleanse themselves, etc. So the general hygiene, you can expect these people to have. But yet, even then, how comfortable would we feel to go eat with another people? People, one thing, we don't even know them. Possibly, I'm not sure if Hazrat Imam Hassan radhiyallahu anhu knew them or not. This Allahu alam, I do not know. But generally, just a random people, even if you may have known them, but they're random. It's not like they're best friends or anything. And how would you feel going and sitting with them? Now then people, they call Hazrat Imam Hassan radhiyallahu anhu happily. Yes, even if these people were to call you, come and eat with them. So they invited Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an to come and eat with them. Hazrat Imam Hassan, he sees how little food they have, but yet he comes and sits with them to eat with them. Why? One thing, just to make them happy. Really. Do you know, sometimes, my dear viewers, we need to think about this. Sometimes, really, we need to think about this. That it may be you are a rich person. It may be you're living a lavish life. You know, you wear clean, nice clothes, you dress nice, you very clean, you shower regularly, you look after yourself. And there are other people who, they're not able to wear such extravagant or beautiful clothing. They're not able to wear such ostentatious clothing. I wouldn't say extravagant. Ostentatious is used for beautiful too. It's synonymous to beautiful. It's not always just showing off. Now, other people, they're not able to wear such beautiful, let's just stick to that word, some beautiful clothing. But imagine you were, this is how we see that whenever we find groups of people, whenever there's an occasion, then we see that the rich people are with the rich people, the poor people are with the poor people, and this is nothing, this is the reality. We all know this is how it is. Although it may not feel good saying this, may not feel good things, or the poor people are with the poor, the rich, but many times this is exactly how it is. Whenever you go to any sort of function, whether it's a wedding, and yes, sometimes mashallah, those people who are poor are invited too, but they wouldn't be, and you would, you know, you'd see that the rich people, they're sitting separately, they're clothed differently. And those who are not so rich, they're a little different, their clothing is different, it looks different. And many viewers of Madani Channel, we see this, but imagine if a person, yes, he was to be living a lavish life, and he was to go to a poor person, and he was to give him salam just the way he does with the rich people. He was to hug him just the way he does with the others. Imagine how happy this person would become. We need to think of this too, that there may be another person who, you know, he may not have so much wealth, he may not be living in such a brilliant, a perfect condition. You know, people are living in very difficult situations out there. But imagine you to go and show them that same love. Imagine how happy they would become. But this is, wouldn't be as good as bringing happiness to somebody. So that Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, yes, to bring happiness to these people, he joined them. He understood that they had a little amount of food, but yet he joined them. And also to show that he's not proud. That he, you know, he's humble. He, you know, he possessed that humility. He possesses humility, my dear viewers. That sometimes we consider, you know, some, and people may think that, you know, these are big people, why are they going to come and eat with us? They wish to be with the big people, they wish to sit and eat with the rich people. No, my dear viewers, this is, alhamdulillah, this is the state of our predecessors, of the companions. Although Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from the noble family, the greatest of all families. Now think, a prince eating with us, who are considered the best family, in depending on which country you are living in, they would be considered maybe the most noble. But from amongst all of these families, the greatest of family is that of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, he was a true prince. He was a true prince, and not only for his time, not only for his country, but for the entire creation. He is from the Shabab of the Sayyida Shabab Ahl al-Jannah. So just Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain radiallahu anhuma, they are the leaders of the youth of Jannah. The leaders of the youngsters of Jannah, Allahu Akbar. This is who this person is. He's a true prince. But yet he has this humility that he goes and sits with them and eats. And once they have eaten, he also invites them to his house. Yes, you've seen that these people have a little amount of food. Subhanallah, this was the method of such people. They were not greedy, I'm just going to eat on my own. No. So sit together, even if it's a little amount. Allah Ta'ala places blessing in that food. They'll sit together and that would suffice them. Rather than me having more, I'd rather, you know, I have less and my brother have some too. This is brotherhood. This is brotherhood, caring for another believer too. Alhamdulillah, this is their way. They wouldn't be eating on their own. This is what we do, we're always eating on our own. No. Always try to eat with another person. And some people, alhamdulillah, I love doing this. I feel weird eating on my own. So many times I don't eat. Alhamdulillah, this is not just because of my own brilliance, no. It's just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me this. Alhamdulillah, maybe it's because of my parents. Alhamdulillah, I found out my parents are like this too. Especially my mother, mashallah. She wouldn't never eat herself before feeding somebody else. So naturally, sometimes we gain something. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless my mother, my dear. And many others would feel the same too. But sadly, there are many people who are always eating alone. They wish to eat more themselves. No. Look at this. They had a little amount. But yet they were eating themselves and they were so selfless. Where they were not... The one thing is being selfish, where you just wish about yourself. This is all you're bothered about. You just care about yourself. You don't care about others. The selfless, they were not bothered about themselves. They cared about another brother. And then they were so selfless, they were so kind, that they could invite another person too. Just imagine, this is one little story I've mentioned, my dear viewers, and look how many lessons we can learn from this. Really, their selflessness. Imagine us, and you have to say, you know, we've only got a little bit, there's only enough for us to, should we order some more? And then that person would say, no, it's okay. You wouldn't say, yeah, order some more for me. But these people, the only hadith alamaun, there was a few of them, but they invite another person, come and eat with us. And honestly, my dear viewers, there's two ways about this too. One said, here, come have some. And the way you say it is, you wish this, they would say no, but because maybe you have to ask, you will ask. And say, here, you know, have some. And if they were to take it, they would feel weird. Another is with true love, really. Oh, come on, brother, please, come join us. I would be so happy, honestly, if you were to join us and you were to have some with us. Imagine if we were to be like this. Allahu Akbar. You know, honestly, the sense of brotherhood is you know, we imagine it like in some sort of utopia, a land full of happiness and brilliance. And imagine that time, the time of the great companions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, I'm only just touching on the topic, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, each and every single day, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, we have our daily reminder too. Today's topic, pride. And mashallah, there's so much left to say. Don't worry, alhamdulillah, there's so much more. And it's so beautiful, honestly, when you think about it. The humility these people possess. And we also need to touch upon both of them. These two both go hand in hand. Pride, the opposite is being humble, being possessing humility, inshallah. Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers, let's go to our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The second view of the Madani Sharif, it is mentioned in Mawta Imam Malik that once Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu ta'ala was offering salah in his orchard. All of a sudden, a pigeon came and started flying here and there. Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu an found that scene beautiful. So for just a moment, his eyesight got still to see that scene. As soon as he got his focus back, he had forgotten that how many rak'at units had he performed. He said, this my wealth, meaning that orchard, has put me into test. That's why he radiallahu ta'ala went to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and mentioned this account and said, I give this orchard of mine in sadaqah, in the path of Allah ta'ala. But he respected me with a funny channel. Did you see how Sahaba Kiram, they had the passion to do worship of Allah ta'ala, and what was their level of khushu and khudu, concentration and focus in salah, and if anything distracted and then in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, and what was their reaction and behavior? SubhanAllah, he radiallahu ta'ala an had given complete orchard in sadaqah, because that became a hurdle between him and Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala also give us ability and tawfiq to offer salah with khushu and khudu. Ameen bizahim nabiyul ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And if you are watching Rise and Shine, today we are speaking about pride. Now mashallah, there's something beautiful in the world of Quran. We've been told, you know, why be so proud? You know, we've been those people who are proud, they've been criticized within the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, you know, have you seen the way some people walk? We think we are the man. We will the way we move our arms whilst walking, and our legs, and you know, with our, yes, I'm not saying you have to have your head down, but I'm talking about those people who do it with pride. Those people who walk with pride as if they own the world. Allahu Akbar. And you're not going to place a hole in the ground. We're told in the glorious Quran. And neither are you going to reach the mountains in height. Why be so proud? And sometimes we need to just, you know, leave our comfort zone and just do something. Honestly, sometimes we do. Sometimes we need to leave our comfort zone and just kill this pride that we may have. You may think of why, as you say, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, yes, we shall also come to Hazrat Umar Farooq. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, something just comes to mind. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, he was amongst the Ibadullahi Arba'ah. He was amongst the the muftis from amongst the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, he once had a guest. A guest once came round to his house. And he saw that the lamp, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was late night, and the lamp which would burn out from oil, Madhavi was. On oil, the lamp would, you could say, burn. Oil would burn, there was a light, a lamp, isn't it? Allahu Akbar. Now, it was an oil lamp, let's just keep it simple. It was an oil lamp. Now, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, the lamp ran out of oil. The lamp, it ran out of oil. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar remained in the dark, and the guest was there too. And the guest says to him, shall I put some oil in? He says, no, it's okay, you do not need to put no oil in. I'll put the oil in. The guest says to him, okay, what about your slave? You know, you have a slave. Shall I go get your slave to do it? He says, no, the slaves are just going to sleep. Leave the slave. Allow him to sleep. He himself gets so. And he puts oil into the lamp. Now, some people may be thinking, what's the big thing? He's gone and put some oil into the lamp. But then he sits down, and this person says, that why did you get up and do it? I was right here. I could have done it for you. And it's the reply which he gives is so beautiful. He says that before putting this oil in the lamp, who was I? Before doing this job, tell me, who was I? I was Abdullah ibn Umar. Now that I have done this job, now that I have put this oil into the lamp, who am I now? I am still Abdullah ibn Umar. This has not diminished my character or my respect or my honor in any way. This is humility. Allahu Akbar. Really, do you know all those people who have pride, having pride, thinking yourself to be superior to others? Just consider this. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person was ready to do it for him. But no, this is the respect of a guest. This is the respect of a guest. You serve a guest yourself. You don't have your guest doing things for you, even if you're considered big. But then, even if you are considered big, even if you are, yes, we say you're a respect, you're a big person, does that mean you cannot do these little things? Does that mean it's going to diminish your character? No, this is humility. This, my dear viewers, is humility. It said that a person who has a small amount, an atom's amount of pride, he shall not enter Jannah. And it said that amongst the first people who shall enter the fire of hell, the third has mentioned that it's a person who is proud, a person who possesses pride. Allahu Akbar. He shall be amongst the first who enters Jahannam, a person who has pride. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from pride, inshallah. Really think about these companions. How great were they? We are remembering Hazrat Umar ibn, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, up until this day. Tell me, for them performing their actions, what has it done? It's only elevated, it's only raised them in their status, in their rank. Allahu Akbar. These were the great, the noble companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should try to adopt. Where do they get this greatness from? Undoubtedly, it is their link, their association to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spending time in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And there's so much more I do wish to say on this topic, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does allow me. Let's first move to our daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah azawajal, in today's daily hadith, we will hear about a very important element of our lives. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. A time will come upon the people, لَا يُبَالِي الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذَ مِنْهُ, when one will not care where he attains his wealth from, whether he attains it through permissible means or impermissible means, halal or haram. No doubt, one of the obligations upon a Muslim is that he earns for himself and his family a pure and halal sustenance. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not sleep all night. So Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked, O Messenger of Allah, what has caused you to stay awake all night? The best of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied that I found a date last night and I ate it. Then I remembered that we had in our house some dates that were meant for charity. So I feared that the date I ate was from the dates that were to be given to charity. Subhanallah, what does this go to show? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ate one date, forgetting that he had some dates in his house that were meant for charity. And this caused them to have a sleepless night, just out of fear that this date may have been from the dates of the charity. So this accidental morsel caused our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much unrest and so much discomfort. In reality, this serves as a lesson for us. This is a teaching within this. There's a teaching for us, those of us who may be earning such a living that comes from a means of haram, and yet we enjoy a deep sleep at night. And like this, we have countless accounts of various Sahaba ikiram and awliya who too are great role models, even in just safeguarding themselves from doubtful food and sustenance. Halal sustenance is the means of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also His Azza wa Jal's protection. It's the need of getting all our lawful du'as answered, and also and truly a means of being honored on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the pursuit of seeking halal sustenance easy upon all of us. Ameen, bijahi nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah,
sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Reviews of the channel. You are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, we've just had our daily hadith sheaf. Now, mashallah, today's topic is speaking about pride. Pride and humility. You could say the opposite of pride, my dear viewers. But mashallah, we have a guest today who is our guest, mashallah. This is none other than our respected Abdul Hannan Bhai from Birmingham. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Abdul Hannan, I hope you are well and in the best of health. It's been some time.
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Shabaz bhai, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. Abdul Hannan, subhanAllah, I just wish to get straight to our topic today. Pride, Abdul Hannan bhai. MashaAllah, there's so much I've said, there's so much to be said. Let's see, inshallah, what you have to say.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Shabaz bhai, no doubt you mentioned beautiful Madani pools, and normally, especially what you just mentioned about the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, normally what you will find that pride would exist in people with power, people with wealth, people with authority. But Alhamdulillah, the uniqueness of the Sahaba Ikram alayhi muridwan, the uniqueness of these people, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he's the Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's the commander of the faithful, he's the leader of the believers, he's basically a ruler and a man with authority. Yet you see his humbleness, there is no sign of pride in him, and how he's living and how he sets an example. Subhanallah, this, you know, we learn another thing. I wanted to start in a different way, but because you were mentioning these things, no, I just wanted to clear the concept of what people have in mind, that pride is with rich people, pride is in people with power, people with authority. Yet Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala proved that wrong, in the sense that if those who fear Allah, those who have the fear of Allah, those who have that connection with the deen, they're the people who are saved from pride, alhamdulillah. And Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala showed that unique example of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us purity and take this pride out of our hearts.
Allahumma ameen. Abdul Hanaba, you mentioned Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa, the greatest of people after Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Hazrat Umar Farooq Abdul Hanaba. And subhanAllah, there's a beautiful story in regard to, and there's many stories, many we've come across, or many I've mentioned before. So for this reason today, subhanAllah, a different one. I wouldn't say for this reason, a different one. But alhamdulillah, I'm lucky another one has come to mind. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during the conquest of Palestine, Palestine. Now this was given to the Muslims. It was offered, and we can see this in the history books too, that this was offered to the Muslims, and it was given to them. But they said that they had a condition. We will only give it to Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab himself. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, who was in Jazirat al-Arab, and he was to travel to Palestine, my dear viewers. How did he travel? What sort of entourage, what sort of army did he take with him? Nobody, other than his own slave. So there was the animal, his horse, there was a horse, one horse, and a slave. The ruler of nearly half the world, Abdul Hanaba, think about this, the ruler of nearly half the world, he traveled from one country to another, two people only with a slave, and with one horse, Abdul Hanaba. Allahu Akbar. And then how did he travel? He said that on the way, you know, he had to go across a puddle and his clothes became, you can say his clothes became dirty. Remember that Umar ibn Khattab, he had one piece of cloth. And within that, there was 17 stitches. There was 17 patched places within that one piece of cloth which he possessed. Now when he's going there, the people like Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, people like Hazrat Abu Ubaidah al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he is coming, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah al-Jarrah, you know, the people of Palestine, they are waiting at the doors, waiting to welcome him, to give him the keys to Palestine. And Hazrat Abu Ubaidah al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdul Hanaba, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah al-Jarrah meets him a little far away. And he sees the state of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says that, oh Umar, is this the state you're going to go to them in? Meaning your clothes looking like this? Is this how you're going to go to them? And the reply that Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives, he says, Nahnu Qawman. He says that Nahnu Qawman A'azzanallahu bil Islam. He says that we are a nation where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the izzah, respect and honor through Islam. We are Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us honor. فَمَحْمَا إِبْتَغَيْنَا الْعِزَّةِ فِي غَيْرِهِ. And he says that when we are going to desire and wish for respect from somebody else, then أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهِ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall disgrace us. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, what does he say? We are a people, we are a qawm, a nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us honor. What is our honor? Islam. We do not need to worry about other people. He was not bothered. And when he arrived, now his entire journey, Abdul Hanaba, maybe you will wish to tell us this. His entire journey, they were taking turns. It's not that he was just riding on the horse throughout the entire journey, no. Half the time he would ride, for the same amount of time his slave would then ride. And when they arrived, it was the slave riding on the horse, and Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was holding the rope of the horse. Abdul Hanaba, Allahu Akbar. If you wish for great leaders, great idols, honestly, beautiful people you can look up to, then we have people like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, people are the great Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and subhanAllah, there's so many more examples to be given. I'm supposed to be given you time to speak, Allah.
Okay. Shahbaz bhai, mashallah, you talk about Amir al-Mu'mineen. You know, these are examples of, you know, the best of people, alhamdulillah. And Shahbaz bhai, regarding pride, you know, we can say this is an inner disease which has overtaken us. We get a little bit of authority today. Someone becomes a manager and he feels proud. Someone sits in a nice car. He has pride in him. Someone sits in a, you know, someone has a nice house. He has pride in him. And, you know, someone's wearing nice clothes. He feels proud, right? He walks in a different way. You know, you get someone wearing some nice trainers or some expensive shoes and his walk changes, you know, like if he's ruling the world. So, you know, this is a big disease. We need to realize this and we need to reflect and know the reality that these things, you know, okay, these are bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with these things. But, you know, this should not put us in the state of pride. And pride is this disease which will destroy us. It will destroy our iman. And we should save ourselves from pride and humble ourselves and just realize where we came from, what was our origin, and where we're going to end up, the grace. But if anyone has pride, just say to that person, you know, just imagine yourself when you get up from sleep. You know, when a person gets up from sleep, you know, no matter how good he smells, how good, but when he gets up from the state of sleep, look at his state. Look at your state at that time. You know, your mouth is...
you wouldn't look at your own state.
You know, this is the state, but and then still, we don't realize who we are and what we are. We still will walk like if you're proud of everything. You know, such you know, if you're from some sort of a poem.
Alhamdulillah, Abdul Hanan by Amir Ahli Sunnah in this day and age, mashallah, they are sitting and eating with everybody, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, honestly, look at the state in which they're eating. Look at their clothes. Simplicity, really simple. Allahu Akbar.
SubhanAllah. These, you know, mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, he's taught us how to overcome pride. He's taught us how to overcome this. And, you know, sometimes, Shabazz Bhai, I remember an incident of a long time ago. It was in the Mahol of Dawud Islami. I once sat in a car, and this specific car, I don't know which car I was sitting in, but he has a badge at the front. You can understand what I'm talking about. And the badge it sort of shines at your face. You know, you're sitting in the car. And I said to the brother, I said, do you feel proud sitting in this car? And obviously in them times that it wasn't, not everyone would drive a car like that. And he had a very nice car, mashallah. But I say to him, I said, do you feel that in a state of pride when you're sitting in this car? I go, I'm feeling it just sitting next to you. And I was thinking, you know, may Allah keep us safe from this type of thing, which leads us towards pride. You know, may Allah just give us that which is sufficient enough for us in this dunya. May Allah make us successful in the dunya and also in the akhirah. But save us from this disease of pride.
MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. Jazakallahu khairan, Abdul Hanan, by for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, mashallah. It's good to have you again. It's been some time, but we hope we can have you again very soon, inshallah. If there is any, inshallah, last words you do wish to leave us with?
Yes, I think we need to stay in such company. Just people are constantly reminding us how to save ourselves from these inner diseases. Because these are inner diseases. You won't see a pride written outside a person. These are all diseases with the heart. And just keep on, the Madani channel, alhamdulillah, is a way of reminding us of saving ourselves from pride. Ameel as soon as Madani Muzakaras are there, just reminding us constantly of saving yourself from pride. Bapa Jan Ameel as soon as constantly reminds us. And every one of us, about this disease again and again and again. And once, inshallah, we continue watching this type of things, inshallah, we will be able to keep ourselves safe and protected. And these reminders will, inshallah, remove if there's any pride in our heart. Because keep in mind that an atom's worth of pride, that person will not enter into Jannah.
May Allah Ta'ala protect from this. Jazakallahu khairah. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bless you too, Abdul Hanan Bhai. MashaAllah, it was honestly very, very nice to be hearing from you. Very nice to be having you on Rise and Shine, MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's move to our package, inshaAllah, Azzawajal. Then, MashaAllah, I have something very important to mention. First, let's inshaAllah go to our kids package. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Dear Madani children, once a hunter imprisoned a crow and a parrot in the same cage. The crow and the parrot were both strangers to each other. The parrot would look at the crow and say in his heart that,
"Where have I got stuck? This dark-colored crow stays in front of me all the time. He is so ugly that if his picture is painted on any wall, then no one would even like to sit in its shade."
Just like the parrot, the crow was also thinking the same. The crow was worried over the fact that the parrot keeps talking all the time. "If I had imprisonment in my destiny, then why not with a decent crow? I get scared by looking at his face." They both would try individually to escape from the cage, but they wouldn't be able to. One day, they both tried to open the cage collectively and succeeded in escaping from the cage. Lesson. Dear Madani children, from this story we learn that we shall not hate anyone due to their color, caste or voice. In fact, we are Muslims and Muslims should live together with love and harmony among each other. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "O people, your Rabb Azza wa Jal is one, and your fathers are one. Listen, no Arab over a non-Arab, and a non-Arab over an Arab, or a white over a black, or a black over a white, has any kind of priority. However, the one who is righteous is superior to the others. Indeed, the one having more honor in the court of Allah Almighty among you is the one who is more righteous among you."
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Reviews of Madani Shalom. MashaAllah, again, even this does, the reminder we've just had, does relate to, again, pride. Your Lord is one. The Lord of everybody is one. Your Father is one. We are all human, you know, we are all from the children of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Not any one of you has any greatness over another, any superiority over another. Not one color, not a white person possesses superiority over a black person, or a black over a white person, not a brown over a black or white, or a white or black or white over a brown. No matter what your color is, my dear viewers, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your color is. You are not better than somebody else because of the color of your face, no. But in taqwa, remember this, in your piety, please do protect yourselves from pride. Please do prevent yourselves from being pride, Allahu Akbar, from being proud, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. MashaAllah, I have a quick, a beautiful message, a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, which states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that even if a person has a pride amount of a mustard seed, then he shall not enter Jannah. One companion, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said that, "Ya Rasulullah, I like my clothes and my shoes to be nice and clean. Now, I like, you know, my clothes to be nice and clean, and my shoes too to be nice and clean. Is this pride too?" The Prophet ﷺ replies, "No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is beautiful, and he loves the jamal, he loves beauty. He appreciates beauty. He wants to see the effects of his bounties on his bondsmen, on his people. The blessings he has given you, yes, wear them, be nice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes a wealthy person from adopting the appearance of a poor person. If you are rich, then this is a blessing. Do not adopt the appearance of a poor person. Pride means that a person looks down upon others. The person who keeps his shoes in order, patches his clothes and prostrates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is free from pride.
Remember, you should wear nice clothes, you should be clean, etc. My dear viewers, you should dress, your appearance should be good. My dear viewers, we have run out of time. Please do remember pride. This is for everybody. Remember, this is for everyone, for me, from you. We all may be part of pride in various ways, and there are many examples. I should have given more examples, but it's whatever time allows for. And alhamdulillah, this does give us the opportunity to speak about this same topic again another time, inshallah, azza wa jal. But remember, please do think about yourself. Think about yourself. Am I proud? Am I expressing some sort of pride? Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from pride, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now that's all for now, inshallah, azza wa jal. We shall be returning if Allah Ta'ala allows. For now, continue to watch Madani Channel, continue to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.